the heart of forgotten America, it's time for full contact conversation. I'm God Bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for August 1st, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, President Trump's tax returns remain out of reach of Democrats after a federal judge says, I don't think so. He's not inclined to let those be released to Democrats who are seeking to throw dirt on the president. Number two, Chinese forces are massing on the borders of Hong Kong. Is there a crackdown coming? You know, in days of old, the Chinese didn't mess around with these sorts of things. What will happen with Hong Kong? And number one, round two at the Fox Theater in Detroit. Man, it gets snarky early. Joe Biden out there, the front runner. Now, some say that he lost that front runner status last night. I don't know if that's true. But it does appear to me that Joe Biden isn't as sharp as he used to be. He's lost a step. I don't know if he's dipping from the Kool-Aid and doesn't know the flavor, but I know that he's lost a step. He's not as sharp as he used to be. That's going to be a problem in September, the next round of debates, because Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they're sharp. They've got sharp elbows, and they're moving quick, and they will come, and they will pounce as soon as they possibly can. Joe Biden, though, not as quick as he used to be. Kamala Harris, not as good a performance as she had the first time around in Miami, not at all. Tulsi Gabbard taking her to the woodshed a couple of times, and then Kamala Harris dodging her. Kamala Harris also not willing to tell the truth that her plan for Medicare for All would eliminate all private insurance for 160-plus million Americans. So you've got that going on. And then you've got the rest of the Democrats scrambling around trying to get some airtime. Tulsi Gabbard, as I mentioned, got some. And Joe Biden only mildly confused from time to time. Let's start with Joe Biden. We're going to go to bite number five. This is our first exhibit of the day, bite number five. He was hot to hit the big topics. He's even willing to throw people in jail right now just to make a point. Bite five, go. I've got no sound there.
These insurance executives who totally oppose my plan in jail for the 9 billion opioids they sell out there. They are misrepresenting the American people what need be done. And lastly, here's the deal. The deal is, let's figure out how this works. We immediately are able to cover everybody who wants to get off of their insurance plan they don't like, no matter what one it is, and buy into a Medicare option. And they can buy the gold plan, and they're not going to have to pay anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Thank you.
There's one example, by the way, of where Joe Biden would get to the end of a comment, and he was easily cut off. Hey, stop. Okay. Passive, almost. Docile, in a way, and held back. So that to me shows that he's not really ready to roll up his sleeves. Whenever they said, oh, it's time, he's like, okay, good. All the other candidates are plowing through, all of them would plow through the time warnings, would plow past the moderators to some extent. Not Joe Biden. He would just stop. It's like he's trying to run out the clock in a way. It's like he's trying to make sure that he doesn't say too much, talk too much, go on, try to fill the time. It's like he's always praying for the bell to come so he can be out of the round. That's what it seems like to me. Okay, so let's continue with Joe Biden for a moment here. Let's keep him center stage, if you will. The idea of climate change put out there. Andrew Yang, by the way, says we're going to need to flee to higher ground. We'll get to that in a moment. But before we get to that, yeah, flee to higher ground now. It's too late. It's over. You better buy yourself a house on a mountaintop. We'll get to that. But first, Joe Biden, when asked about climate change and the fossil fuel industry, do they have a place in a Biden administration? No, absolutely not. They will be banished. Bite number seven. This is our second exhibit of the day for Joe Biden. Bite number seven with Joe Biden. Go.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel. We can't.
Which makes no sense whatsoever, of course. That makes no sense at all. We're just going to get rid of all this fossil fuel right now. We'll be done with it. You don't have the infrastructure to move to the next thing. I'm all for moving forward. I'm all for green energy. I'm all for that sort of thing. It's not going to replace fossil fuels anytime soon. The United States represents about 15% of the emissions on the entire planet. If we stopped all of our emissions now, it wouldn't change the trajectory because China and Brazil and India will continue to spew out all of these greenhouse gases, if you will. Doesn't change. But it's a long way. It's a big departure from where Joe Biden was back, say, just a handful of years ago in 2012, when he said coal is a big part of who we are. Let's take a little trip down memory lane here. Here's Joe Biden just a few years ago in 2012. It's bite number 8. Go.
It's all of the above for us. We desperately need coal. We need it to get cleaner and cleaner. We desperately need all the sources of energy.
You see how just the way he comes across in those 6 or 7 short years. I think Joe Biden is, I think he's reached his expiration date. I'm sorry to say that. I don't think Joe Biden has the capacity to go the distance in this race. Not trying to be rude. But what I'm telling you is I think that he's lost that step to such an extent that I don't think he can compete with Donald Trump on that main stage. You know, let me go to bite number 9. I mentioned this, so I want to go to bite number 9 with Andrew Yang. He is the millionaire, billionaire, Silicon Valley developer, entrepreneur, a very wealthy guy, right? We have that, right? Let's go to bite number 9 with Yang saying that it's too late. You got to move to the mountains. Time to flee. Bite number 9, go.
The important number in Vice President Biden's remarks just now is that the United States is only 15% of global emissions. We like to act as if we're 100%. But the truth is, even if we were to curb our emissions dramatically, the Earth is still going to get warmer. And we can see it around us this summer. The last 4 years have been the 4 warmest years in recorded history. This is going to be a tough truth, but we are too late. We are 10 years too late. We need to do everything we can to start moving the climate in the right direction, but we also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your family.
It's time to move to higher ground, people. Mom, I need a suitcase. It's time to move to higher ground. I'm sorry. Just when you think the hysterics can't get any worse. The histrionics are just, boom, it's too late. It's over. 12 years? To hell with 12 years. You don't have 12 years, pal. It's over for you. Pack your bags. Move to the hillside. This is why this kind of rhetoric, this kind of nonsense, this is why the Democrats can't really be taken seriously. I mean, how do you take a comment like, it's time to move, it's time to flee, start selling your stuff, pack up, right, because people are just going to pack up and leave their houses and all their belongings, and who are they going to sell those houses to exactly? Can't live there. Give me a break. The histrionics are something special at a Democrat debate, that's for sure. Mom, I need a suitcase! We're out of here anyhow. All right, so still to come, Tulsi Gabbard's attack on Kamala Harris, it was good. And it had substance, and Kamala Harris fled like a cockroach in the light. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.